This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. So here we go. This is going to be special today because I got things back finally. Once again, here we go. A little combat pistol craft from Combat Speed LLC with Super Dave Harrington. How you doing, sir?
Just fine, Mr. Bill. How are you doing today?
Well, I've got my Glock 45 back together. I was very happy to have that happen.
Very cool. Remind me what you have done to it.
Okay, so I had a red dot put on it.
Okay.
Had a red dot put on it. Specifically. Yeah, I had a Holosun 407C.
Very cool.
This is going to be a gun that I'm trying to set up and shoot and make as accurate as a single-action 2011 platform.
Not going to happen, bro.
I know, but
I know that's disappointing to hear.
Yeah.
Kind of, you know, the short answer. But I wish you all the luck in the world. And if you pull it off, you'll definitely be a superhero.
Well, I don't
expect. But you got your work cut out for you, bro.
Yeah. Well, I mean, let's talk about what I'm trying to do. I'm not an instructor.
Okay.
And because I'm not an instructor, I don't get as many reps on the trigger as an instructor would. I want to shoot like an instructor does, but that's probably also not going to happen simply because, once again, there's just nothing that can replace range time. Right? Would you agree with that?
Right, but you don't have to be. Man, I know plenty of individuals that are excellent marksmen. I would even describe them as excellent combat marksmen. But they, for whatever reasons, didn't have the opportunities or just didn't have the knack to follow that whole instructor path.
Right.
You follow me? But they're excellent shooters, man. Don't take anything for granted. Just because they can't explain what they're doing or how they do it, they can still do it.
Okay.
Now, you know, a lot of them, require a high level of, or demand a high level of accuracy out of their kit and equipment.
Right. Now, here's my thing, especially now, I'm looking at what's going on around the country and everything else, and I mean, yeah. I do everything I can to avoid trouble. I don't go where I shouldn't go. I don't do what I shouldn't do. John Farnham told me one time that if you're in your bed every night at 10 p.m., you're going to be okay. So I try to live my life that way. But sometimes, there's with everything that's going on in this country right now, there's a chance that I might be forced into a position I don't necessarily want to be in.
Yes. Correct.
Now, when that happens, I do not intend to sit there too very long and try to do things based on decorum and try to talk my way out of it. Because if they decide to encircle me, Well, they're sort of giving away what they intend to do already. And I'm not going to sit there and try to interpret it or not believe what they're setting up to do. I'm going to believe them.
Right.
So,
well, in the event, defense is a good offense.
That's right.
Forget that.
And that means that I'm going to have to go from 0 to 60 in about point nothing. But
right.
when I do that, my whole goal when I do that is to be two things: fast and accurate. And I'm going to presume the lethality will come with that if that's what I have to have out of it.
Right.
And
right.
To that end, that's why I've started with the, you know, when I took the red dot class with Steve Fisher, I have discovered that I can handle a red dot better with my eyesight. See, I'm colorblind. I have something called what is it called? It's called an extreme tangent.
Okay.
And that means that, like, with some sights, which I could get a three-dot system and put on the gun, but with some sights, it sort of disappears against the slide of the gun. So
that's
having...
Good, but
yes, sir?
Being colorblind, pardon the interruption, bro, but based on you being colorblind, what color does a red dot appear to you?
I think the one I have
or
is
does
green.
Or does it appear to be a color at all?
Well,
I don't know.
It appears to be a floating light. I believe this dot and this one is green.
Do you get the same effect whether it's red or green?
No. with a red dot, it would probably get lost in the background against a dark background for me.
Right, okay. Well, that's normal.
Yeah, so...
Red gets absorbed much easier than green.
So when I buy dots, I specify getting the green one. And
I don't know, man. I'm asking you. I've never...
No, that's what I do. That's what I do.
You bring up a very good point. I have never specifically dealt with an individual that was colorblind, ever.
I was at a class one time, and we had to do a firing exercise where we were close up, and we had to fire going away and go to cover and then come around behind and shoot at one of these pop targets that was head height that was, popping from side to side if you hit it.
Right.
And when I was shooting at the steel backing up, it sounded like I had a machine gun. I was a superstar, Dave. I was a superstar. Then when I got up there and I'm looking for that head target, which is the same color, or at least it appears to me to be the same color as the clay bank behind it.
Right.
I only shot that out, on accident. I didn't ever see it.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, when I'm looking for edges here and there, that's one of the reasons I'm looking for edges, because I have to sort of discern certain things. The same vision, however, the only reason I was accepted into the military was my vision defeated woodland camouflage.
Right. Wow.
So, yeah. You can imagine where I got put a lot when I was a private.
Right. Well, coming back on point with your new kit and equipment setup, how are you going to carry this .G45?
Well, I have a holster that showed up today from a company called Tenacore, called an ARX. It's an outside-the-waistband holster. It is cut to accommodate the red dot, or the dot. And it's a nice, rigid, outside-the-waistband belt holster that is going to... It's contoured to fit the curve of my hip.
Okay.
It rides sort of high. I'm going to carry it strong side. Coming up on the break, I'll let you continue with the questioning when we get back. For those of you that have never gone and checked it out, you should go to a website called combatspeed.com. It is a work in progress. But I mean, if you go there, there's an interview with Super Dave between him and James Yeager. Because James and Dave train together on a regular basis. They either go to one place or the other. And some other stuff that he has done as well. And then if you want to check out what he's doing day to day, well, you can go to Facebook and find him at Dave Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normal. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCKANDLOAD.
road at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. Now, Dave was instrumental in me acquiring a Glock 45 in the first place. So what you think about what I'm doing does matter, Dave. So you were asking me questions about how am I going to carry it and all these other things. Is there anything else you wanted to know?
Pardon me?
Was there anything else you wanted? Was there anything else you wanted to add?
I've got a couple of questions for you, bro.
Certainly.
In respect to you, you're leaving the G45, and I want to just specify and clarify, it's a Glock model G45 and 9mm. I don't want people to misconstrue the
45 caliber
abbreviated version. Yeah. All right, cool. I know ammo availability being what it is. Have you decided which specific bullet weight you're going to rely on? And I'm curious to know what your zero distance is going to be.
Point impact distance. Well, I think I'm going to try to zero it at 25 yards.
Okay. Point impact at 25?
Yeah. And the and that's just because with that's the way we did it with CNC's class.
Understood. You know, I totally agree with that. I support that 100%.
I have both 1,000 rounds of 124 grain hollow points by Norma and a couple of thousand rounds of 124 grain full metal jacket by Norma. So I'm figuring that will be the caliber I train with and carry, at least for now.
Okay.
Until maybe some 147 grain subsonic comes back into play, which I sort of like that. I don't really know why, but I do.
Right. Well, I've always preferred, and this is just me, but I've always preferred the lighter grains, specifically the 115, moving at about 1,300 feet per second.
Right.
Now, that's it's within SAMI spec, but it's hot and should be considered at least plus P. But it shoots like a laser beam, man. It's an extremely accurate load. And, of course, you know, if you use a quality bullet, you're going to, you know, benefit from that. But, the, you know, if you don't load yourself or load your own ammunition, good luck stumbling across that specific load. Because I always enjoyed, the privilege of Corbon, Peter Pye at Corbon, ensuring that I always had a steady supply of that specific load because, you know, I enjoyed it that much.
Right.
It was a performer. It performed well.
Now, I do have a bunch of Fiocchi 115 grain. Jaeger turned me on to those.
I fired quite a bit of that, and with good results. It's just a matter of making a decision, you know, following through, sticking with it. And, of course, you know, there's always battlefield appropriation. You may not always have the luxury of firing a, you know, a specific bullet weight. You know, you take what you can get.
Right.
And then it's simply a matter of, you know, relying on your cognitive abilities to intuitively figure out where the gun hits with that specific load, you know, as soon as you're able.
So,
kit and equipment. I've got one more kit and equipment question for you, if you don't mind me asking.
Absolutely.
How, you know, you spoke to the holster and your belt somewhat, but what is your belt width?
I want to say 1.5. 1.5, okay. Yeah.
1.5. Okay, well, the observation is for a 1.5-inch belt, I prefer leather, and I want the belt itself to be at least an eighth of an inch thick, because at a 1.5-inch width, an eighth of an inch or eighth of an inch thick, you will have or you will be able to generate enough rigidity in the belt itself to allow you to, you know, function your equipment without it wandering out of position on your body.
So right now, as I'm going through this spinal stenosis thing I'm going through, I'm in the middle of a state of flux. I have a belt that probably meets. It's a ratcheting belt that is a really good belt. It's very rigid. It does the job. But when I wear that and I'm carrying a gun, whether it's inside or outside the waistband, because I do get it tightened down to where it's not moving around on my hip, it does cause a little bit of pressure. So right now, while I'm in the middle of this treatment, I'm using something called a Groove Life belt, it has a degree of elasticity. So I can cinch it up a pretty tight, and it's going to be pretty tight on me, and at the same time, it's going to have a little bit of give. So that whether I'm carrying inside or outside the waistband, it's not nearly as pushing against that side, because I only carry on one side, and that happens to be the side that hurts. So.
Right. I get it.
But it's, I haven't had any retention problems or anything else. I've been running around carrying both inside and outside the waistband with this thing for a little bit now, and I'm quite honestly shocked at how good it is. I mean, I kind of thought it was sort of a novelty thing.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty doggone good.
Wow. Very good. Well, see, that's the whole beauty of kit and equipment. It is such an individual thing.
Hang on. We'll review the kit and equipment when we get back. We're coming up on the next break. CombatSpeed.com, it is the website that is in. It's very much a work in progress. And when we get back, we're going to check and see how the maestro himself is recovering, because he's convalescing right now. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hey, I want to congratulate President-elect Joe Biden. The President-elect is no stranger to the Senate. He's devoted himself to public service for many years.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky opening the Senate on Tuesday. The Kentucky Republican also congratulating Vice President-elect Kamala Harris. Dr. Anthony Fauci says America's next leaders should be vaccinated against COVID-19 very quickly. The Coronavirus Task Force member saying both President-elect Biden and Vice President-elect Harris should get vaccinated ASAP.
For security reasons, I really feel strongly that we should get them vaccinated as soon as we possibly can. You want him fully protected as he enters into the presidency in January. So that would be my strong recommendation.
Fauci also says President Trump and Vice President Pence should get vaccinated. This is USA Radio News. New York City diner owner Irene Sidorakis, a single mother of four, blasted New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's coronavirus restrictions on Tuesday and called on all restaurants in the city to unite and remain open despite the orders to close.
We wear a mask, we social distance, we do everything. We've never had a COVID case. My establishment is no danger to anybody. I have never gotten a single violation. Therefore, I am not going to be told to close. If he doesn't come out and tell us that we're allowed, I'm going to stay open. Everybody should stay open. We should stand up and unite and say no. Enough is enough.
That audio courtesy of Fox and Friends, that on the heels of New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio warning that the city could even be facing a full shutdown and that people need to get ready for such an event. Joe Biden campaigning in Georgia for Senate candidates Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
That is the home of the binary trigger, Salus, the Reformation line, Providence, I mean, you name it, militia line. Go check them out, franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Super Dave Harrington, talking about my adaptations I'm making as I go. Any other kit questions you might have for me, sir?
Well, the only thing that I was going to put emphasis on before the break was the beauty of kit and equipment is it's such a personalized deal. What's important is that in selecting your kit and equipment, you know, one, you've got to come to a determination of what your operating environment is going to require of you and identify, you know, what is critical kit and equipment to support, you know, your survival in that environment. Once you get all this worked out, you've got to take into consideration, you know, your physicality, your body size, type, weight, you know, the size of your hands, how long is your torso? You know, how long are your legs, arms? There's so many factors that go into selecting your kit and equipment, and to include body placement. And, for example, the placement on your body is going to dictate how you need to physically retrieve it to put it into action. You know, whether it's a reserve magazine, whether it's a folding blade, whether, you know, you have immediate access to a tourniquet or not. it's all got to balance out in your favor. And you have to take your time. Don't rush to judgment. You have to work it through, because the simple fact is no one has cracked the code on kit and equipment yet. And I think it's fairly safe to say that nobody's ever going to do that. It's a living thing. And what I mean by that is, for example, let's say you start out as a novice, you gain knowledge and experience and increase your ability. I have made changes to my kit and equipment in support of increased performance. It's an intuitive thing, but you have to believe in yourself that the adjustment that you're making, here's where people fall down when they start making adjustments to their kit and equipment. They decide they need to make an adjustment, but they don't work with the change long enough to be able to make an experienced or knowledge-based decision if the change is actually working for them or not. Did you follow me with that?
Yes. Yes, sir, I did.
Absolutely. It's just, it's a constant tug of war, so to speak. But now, once you find something that works for you, stick with it.
As far as, and there's certain other things I'm wondering if I should do, like, I know you remember this. Back in the 80s, we did not have plate carriers. We didn't have battle belts or chest rigs. We had an LBE.
Correct.
And so everything that we, I presume, if we had gone into combat, it would have been with that LBE. And I'm sure we'd have had some other stuff hanging off of us as well. But we trained with that LBE. Now, nowadays, things have changed. Like when I was carrying a 45 ACP as my secondary, when I was an M60 gunner, I wore a tanker's rig for that because I ran around in an armored personnel carrier all the time. And now they've got, they've got offset holsters and drop leg holsters and just, claws that you can mount the holster literally anywhere on you if you're wearing a plate carrier or something like that.
Right, absolutely.
With building out a kit, the kit that I'm building right now, I'm going to call that my low tier one, my low level one, which is just the everyday concealed carry.
Okay.
And I've worked out the holster. I haven't worked out how I'm going to carry the ammunition I want to carry yet. I am working on that. I know that is an issue. And I'm not going to just carry one. I'm going to carry multiple. So having said that, but, then comes the next tier up. What if, what if I'm sitting here and I'm just enjoying my European female coffee out on the town and everything, and something explodes in front of me and hostilities erupt and I've got to get to the car. And when I get there, I've got something that is a little bit better, a little more, a higher echelon and a degree of sort of a force multiplier for all the stuff I've got on it and everything. I'm wondering what that's going to look like and all these other things. And we got 3 minutes here if you want to explain what you would do.
I would take it one piece at a time.
Right.
Get your, get the blaster set up, get your immediate support equipment, your holster, belt, reserve mag holders, get that sorted out. And then analyze your operating environment, just like you described earlier, and start ramping it up. And during the ramp up, and what I mean, hostilities, threat level of your environment, scenario-based thought process, how do you round out your gear to handle, what you could conceivably anticipate being worst-case scenario. And it's not an easy thing to do. You have to, it's not just your immediate, but you have to layer your security. You know what I mean?
Right.
There's a lot of moving parts to it. And a lot of it's intuitive. You don't need to, crack the books or, burn down your computer to get answers to what you should do or need to know. And I'll give you an example. If you get wrapped around the axle on having too much ammunition, well, ammunition, reserve ammunition weighs. Ounces equal pounds, pounds equals pain. You have to be able to, your kit and equipment has to support your ability to fire and maneuver. Well, in that statement alone, you're only going to be able to carry based on your physical conditioning, how much excess weight can you viably carry without limiting your mobility or putting yourself at risk because you limited your mobility? You follow me?
I do.
It's a very fine balancing act. That's why training and practice is so important. Rehearsals, reduced force rehearsals, full force rehearsals, at a minimum, make sure you cover down on actions on the objective. How are you getting in? How are you getting out? A lot of moving parts.
Yep.
But answers are all out there.
Hang on for me. We'll be right back. We're talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. This is Lock and Load.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 Technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. How is your rehabilitation going?
Really well. As a matter of fact, I'm out of the boot already. I saw the doc Friday. This past Friday, and I'm healing exceptionally well. I have a full range of motion in my ankle, and he saw no reason that, you know, it was time to wean myself off the boot. I'm like on double secret probation. You know, I'm wearing a heel pad in my shoes. But the beauty of the whole gig at this point is I'm virtually pain-free for the first time in as long as I can remember.
Yeah.
The surgery was extremely successful. Now, I'm not going to be running and gunning or shooting matches probably until this time next year, but that's okay. I'm back on my feet. I'm certainly capable of applying myself at work, and I'm in the process of, you know, forecasting and getting ready to get back in action.
I'm waiting to see when that happens, because I might have to take a drive down there and come hang out in Florida for a day just to get a few pointers.
Right. Well, the first gig I've got scheduled is at Aries Training Facility in Leesburg, Florida, in January.
Right.
Just off the top of my head, like the 15th and 16th. But you can find it on their website. And you have, Mr. Bill, something I would like you to understand, man.
Yes.
You have a standing invite to any training gig I'm responsible for executing.
Thank you, sir. I'm going to take you up on that. I'm definitely going to take you up on that one.
Go to work.
Well, I'm going to be able to. I'm going to try to do the work as best I can. I'm going to come and I'm going to watch. One thing I've learned from going from any instructors to approach any class I'm coming into with an open mind and to give it a shot. And that's just the way for me to roll. So anyway. So as I go forward and I'm putting together this first low level thing, the carry the way I carry the gun as a concealed carry weapon, which I'm like you out of Florida. I don't have open carry as an option in South Carolina.
Okay.
What kind of, tell me the different kind of magazine carriers that you use, because you carry, what, five spare mags on you?
Right, but the thing is, I have always used what I consider to be custom Kydex provided by Mike Benedict of Talon Tactical.
Right.
Well, Mike recently passed away. So I'm kind of in a quandary. Now, I have enough, you know, kit and equipment to certainly get by, but the bottom line is, you know, I cherish the gear, you know, Mike provided me with, and I will use it until it's no longer serviceable, and then I'll do something different. But right now, you know, the Talon Tactical gear that I use is top shelf. I carry four reserve mags on my left side, being a right-sided firer, and I carry two reserve mags in front of my holster on my right side. The primary reason for that is I have access, regardless of my body position, I have access to ammunition on both sides of my body. It works for me. And if you take into consideration my background and experience, I've conditioned and I am used to working in very austere environments where the only person I had to rely on was me. So I'm, you know, I made it a point a long time ago, you know, were things to go bad and I get rolled up, it certainly wouldn't be for the lack of firing back. Well, you have to carry enough ammo to be able to do that.
Right.
And I'm comfortable with it. I'm used to it, so I'm comfortable with it. It does seem excessive. Some people think it's excessive. But then again, I don't. And that's what matters. People have a tendency to put too much stock in what other people think about their kit and equipment setup. And they may, you know, if that happens, you may make an adjustment that doesn't work for you and actually works against you. You got to, you know, believe in yourself based on your performance goals. And nobody's going to, I want to point something out. Nobody's going to figure this stuff out for you. What I am speaking to are decisions and actions that come from experience, and nobody can do it but yourself. And it takes time. Some people, you know, it comes much more intuitive to some people more so than others. Example, I didn't fall off the truck yesterday, and stuff does not necessarily come easy to me, but an advantage that I have over most is the simple fact that I have the willingness to do the work to be good at it. And having said that, trust me, bro, I have to work at it.
Yep. Yep. Well, I mean, I don't think there's ever a time. I look at gunfighting as sort of a martial art.
And absolutely, I agree. I couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah, and I don't ever see a time with a martial art to where if you never get to a point to where you arrive at this level to where you no longer have to work it to do the reps.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, there is no desired end state. It takes discipline and commitment to maintain your skills. You know, at the same time, progress your skills and ability.
Right.
It happens in increments.
Yep. That, I sort of like that in a certain way. I'm wondering at what point do I get, I'm beginning to have a little bit of an onset of arthritis in my hands. It doesn't bother that. It doesn't bother me that much beyond stiffness, right? And I'm wondering if there will ever come a point where I no longer can employ a handgun. But until that point comes, I'm going to keep on employing it, and maybe that'll. Maybe I need to get a tennis ball and a ball of wax and some other stuff and squeeze some things or something. But yeah, this is gunfighting is my martial art now. I've had a background in the hand-to-hand ones, but this is a much easier learning curve compared to hand-to-hand. I mean, hand-to-hand is very involved, but
all right, understood.
In any event, before we run out of time, I want to thank you for taking the time to show up with me and have this discussion, because this Dave and I have had this ongoing. I had completely left Glocks behind when Dave started on the show. When Dave started coming on here and we started doing this, I had left Glock behind. And now I have a few of them, and the one I am carrying the most is my Glock 45, G45. That's it's a 9mm, it's not a 45 caliber. I think that actually has to do with the patent number is what it has to do with. But anyway, thank you for your input. Thank you for your advice all of this time, and we'll continue that as we go.
All right, Mr. Bill, I thank you for the opportunity to plug in, man.
Roger that. We got hour number two coming up. Yes, sir. Hour number two is inbound. We're waiting on Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy, because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.